Where's Hollywood for it? He Grand Germ Quest on his birthday week, because my man be 45 years old come Friday. I've known this man since 2008, but back in the day, he was in the groups on Facebook. Charlotte Hughes, my girl, he had a phone with killing zombies dead. When the first commandments, but run a zombie ever could. Beating down zombies daily, every evening after we get off work, baby. What's great is Facebook. We got to play Stick and Sexy Edition. Fly figures, we have them all. But nope, but guess what? We made that into a radio show, which you love today. And here he is, the birthday man himself, 45 years old, on Saturday, my man. Hollywood, Alec.
Yes, indeed, we're back for another one. You thought that you weren't going to get another one, but we're always back to surprise you. That's right. Just want to say thanks to the man, the boss man. That was a wonderful introduction, if I do say so myself. Yes, I'll be turning the big 45 on Saturday. And every time I get up in the morning, I promise you, I'm reminded of it. So, without further ado, folks, you're live and tuning in with the best. You know, we're going to do this just like we always do it. It's going to be successful, it's going to be fun, and most of all, it's going to be for you, our FUI. All right, this is Hollywood, it's the Boss Man Show, man. We're doing it.
Most definitely. In Hollywood.
Oh, dude. We're doing it.
Your fellow birthday month brother is here, and we have material on him because, of course, he had to make the birthday show special show, right? He is the FUI king, right? So I would jump into what our guest has done to get him on the list this week.
And I'm telling you, here's the thing. To make no mistake about it, he is the undisputed FUI king. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't get any better or worse at the same time. Now, I don't know what's going on with him. As of recent, despite the fact that he looks really sleepy at these games, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, whatever he's getting into, you know, just give us a nug of it or something like that, or let us fill our peace pipe, or whatever the case may be. You know, I was looking at the Twitter post that they had, man, and it's just a bird's eye view into what we've been talking about for the last couple of years, the last 3 years, maybe even more. But it's just totally unbelievable that the antics don't cease. In 2020, just when you thought that you would have some type of maybe of deliverance or something like that, or you get to see a different side or something like that, I mean, it's like there's no changing whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Not that he should. You know, he's still the shirt-waving, tattooed goofball that he pretty much has always been, you know, and that's not going to change. He's the FUI king, and there's a reason that we named him that. You know what I'm saying? Brother. And the big thing about that is he's not the only one. You know, as shameful as that is to say, like, he's not the only one. As a matter of fact, I think we've seen more FUI activity in 2020. As a matter of fact, there's no doubt in my mind that we've seen more FUI activity than we've seen probably in the last decade. Just this year.
Almost definitely. I agree.
Just this year. You know what I mean? And that just goes to show you all this, like, you know, I have to say, we were way ahead of our time. Like, way, way, way ahead of our time. Because we probably never would have believed in all the time that we've been doing this show that it would come to a pimple head this year. And it did. You know what I'm saying? It's all come to a head this year, from the Karens to the hurricanes. I mean, the freaking coronavirus. Oh, brother, the shenanigans have been nonstop. And then the shenanigans behind the shenanigans. You understand what I'm saying? There's shenanigans behind the shenanigans that makes it even more of a shenanigan. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it does. But it wasn't actually the situation. It was the people. It's like people who think they know, or people who know a little bit about the situation, are doing the most FUI activity. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, right now I'm peeping out Cam Newton in this canary suit.
Tweety Bird!
Man, like, you know what I'm saying? You get enough attention just being Cam Newton. Now, why you had to wrap yourself up in the sun, I will never know. And then put a hat on top of it that makes you look like a pimp named Slickback. There's something wrong with this picture. Like, did you check out the shoes?
Yes, I did.
The shoes say Bam.
Bam. They look like some low-grade house shoes almost.
Yes, exactly.
And Macy's a dealer or something.
Right. Because, I mean, that's what these younger cats are wearing now. You know what I'm saying? They're wearing the little, they look like slippers, you know, from Gucci and Blase Kiss. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, the only thing I can say, he has on canary suit. You know what I mean? And I guarantee you, any money, you can't tell him that he's not hype.
You can't.
Like, you couldn't even tell him that I'm not hype. What you mean? Are you joking? Like, I'm Cam Newton with the canary suit on. Are you serious? Like, this costs. I'm wearing a condo. No, homeboy, you're wearing the sun. That's what you're wearing. Because it's bright. It's like really bright. You know what I'm saying? I can hear you. Not only can we see you, but we can hear you coming with that suit on. Just blinding everybody. You know, you're shining. It's unbelievable. You know, I do like the truck, though. Yeah, man, but this guy here, I just don't know. And what's up with your man John Wall?
Yeah, what's up with my man? Threw up the set in a club in New York City in Brooklyn. Not social distancing at all. They had out the money, the liquor, the music, everybody. He has flag on him too.
Oh my God. He's blooding.
He's booling, ain't he?
You understand? Like, and here's the funny part. You know, you would think that you would know that this is gonna be all over social media. Like, you would think that you would know that somebody not I mean, if that's the way you want to live, fine. But I mean, you couldn't have not thought that you was gonna get some kind of backlash from it. You know what I'm saying? You're in a position where you're taking care of your family, you're doing really well, this, that, and the third, and you're in the club blood. On camera.
He pulled the flag out, though. He pulled the flag out of his shirt.
Oh, yeah. That cemented it. You know what I'm saying? Most people who are L7 square would have probably been like, man, you know, I know some kind of gang, so I don't know what the hell is going on. But he breaks out the flag. Like, straight UBN. Like, man. Oh! I know what's going on now. Yeah, let me let me call these little social media news outlets. Let's see what's up with that.
Exactly. But, bro, he stole gang signs in the gangs before. He did it in Atlanta. He's done it in D.C., and we made a three-pointer. I mean, so I knew he was blooding, but he did it. It went unnoticed then. But now
right. Nobody's really paying attention to it. Exactly.
And now you're doing up the set, and you put a flag out on top, man, bro. Like, wow. But, bro, you know what's so funny about it? He played for Kentucky in college, the Big Blue. Of all things. He played for Kentucky, the Big Blue Nation. And you blood like that.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can't make this up.
I mean, he went right to it, bro. I got him hyped. He's like, yeah. He saw the way he thought we'd go through all. Like, really?
Hey, man. That tripped me out. I was like, really?
Really, Wong? Really?
What the hell? What in the bloody hell do you think you're doing?
Like... Okay, for those who don't understand what we're talking about, I'm going to play it for you guys. I'm playing for you. John Wall in the club doing what he does.
Oh, my God.
Now the flag's coming out. They're close. No mask on either.
None.
So you good? Might get the virus on top of that.
They just breathing in all the salmonella they can breathe in.
So you go on Twitter and just Google John Wall. See this video. Go on Twitter, put this with John Wall. This video is 36 seconds long of John Wall and his boy living New York City life. He threw up the set.
Yes.
It's right there on Twitter. 13 seconds of John Wall threw up the set.
Unbelievable.
Go for it.
So not only are you not Corona safe, but you're on video throwing gang signs. Okay, real cool. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for adding to the malarkey that we're already going through.
It's like, bro, you know, I'm like, this dude is tripping so hard. Like, I'm like, dude, you ain't, I mean, do that. If you still banging, okay, do it without people seeing you banging. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You don't have to be, I mean, you don't have to put yourself in a predicament or, you know, give an image. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after all, you do have young people watching you. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to put out an image, you know, that, first of all, that's so widely perceived as thuggery. I mean, they think we're criminals anyway, on sight.
Yes.
You understand?
And this man made $38.2 million this year, Hollywood. $38.2 million this year for the woman, the Wizards. Next year, $41.2 million.
You see what I'm saying?
While he'll...
And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
For the Wizards.
Dude.
Come on, bro.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, when I read these, and not that it matters, you understand? But when I read these blogs, you know, and I see these tickets on the blogs talking about there's this billion-dollar crybabies and, you know, billion-dollar thugs, whatever the case may be, it's stuff like that gives them the point. You know, because they like to bring up stuff like that. They like to bring up videos and all kinds of goofy statistics that, you know, they get off of Breitbart or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I don't believe in giving these bigots anything to talk about.
Most definitely.
You know,
especially
let them know
out
you.
Out
huh?
Let's don't plot your flag. If you do up the signs, you may have got away with it. Put the flag out.
Right. So you just put that, I mean, you cemented it. You know, even a square, like, you know what I'm saying? Your average suburban...
Ron Zombie.
Right. Oh, my God. With ascot and pink polo shorts and flip-flops.
And Cam Newton bow tie and top
and hat. And patented ascot. And khaki-colored London fogs.
Yes.
Now, how you get away with wearing a khaki-colored London fog and some flip-flops, I will never know. You know, but whatever makes your boat flow. You know, maybe it's a fashion statement we don't know about. You know, maybe he's trying to make a statement. You know, kind of like our buddy, you know. The statement player, whatever the crap, whatever that. He's an idiot. Yeah.
Oh, my God. John Wall's getting up there quick, ain't he?
Oh, man. Yeah, he's climbing that ladder. You understand? He's about to go to the top, and for all the wrong reasons. Yeah. Wow. You sent me an article that I looked at, and the only thing I could think of is, I mean, you know, in the climate that we're in now, and I want everybody to hear me really carefully, in the climate that we're in now under the current administration, of course, it has emboldened and emblazoned a certain group of people, not all the group of people, but a certain group of people, to come forward in you know, the first thing that these people say is, you know, crime and you do it to yourself and all this other crap. And it seems like they turned a blind eye to a lot of the goofiness that people such as Bossman and I see on a daily basis from every nationality, color, creed, and what have you. And this right here is one of those stories. Yeah. See, police say a Florida woman steals sex toy. Okay? But to make it even worse, she uses it in the store. Okay? Had the store smelling like 30-day-old unglazed ham. Okay? Suspect accused of getting nude in the stockroom. All right? And just to let you know, this wasn't a sister. Sorry.
Nowhere near.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this is in Florida. You hear me? This is in Florida, of all states, one of the Karen capitals of planet Earth. And here it is. You have a woman in a store, novelty store, whatever, stealing a sex toy and using it in the store. Let me be the first to tell you, I would have puked everywhere. Just puked everywhere. Projectile vomit everywhere. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. You should see how this chick looks. She looks like she could kill anybody. You know?
I'm going to take a step further, Hollywood. Show him look like a chick.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, she looks, like, she really looks hardened. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was living that T.W. Samuel life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't Hennessy. It wasn't Night Train. It was just straight T.W. Samuel. You know what I'm saying? And all the crack she could smoke or whatever. Like, she looks, yeah, she looks like she could be the, you know, like, I mean, straight serial killer face.
She looks like Woody Harrelson from White Man Can't Jump.
Oh my God, with long hair. Like, that face looks like a mud fence. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. That's some heavy stuff. I wish I would have looked up the article, though. But I didn't. I just saw the picture, and I was just like, dude, really? This is what we're doing now? Okay. You know, I mean, how did they find... I can only imagine how they found it. If she's bold enough to use it and get nude in the stock room. In the stock room. You know what I'm saying? It's like anything goes there. She was probably yelping all over that school. All right. What else? We have Adios Migos. Really? Cardi B and her WAP file for divorce from Offset. Twitter has plenty of thought, I'm pretty sure. Why don't you give the people a little bit of background on that?
Well, brother, Cardi B and Offset are known to be at Atlanta Hawks games a lot, so I see them a lot at Hawks games. You can tell there's some tension there between Cardi B and Offset, right? They've been having issues with Instagram models, Twitter models, all kinds of stuff going on. I guess she's got her breaking point. I guess everybody got their breaking point in. She broke Offset off the set, obviously, if you, pun intended.
So, right.
Yeah, I think. But, you know, if I'm Offset, you know, if you got a baby out of a little culture, get ready for those child support payments. They're going to hit you. You know, they enjoy you in Georgia. You paying, player.
Forget it.
Even though she got money, you paying, brother.
Sell the Lambo.
Maybe try a kamikaze move one more time. So I suck her back in and get the break off the divorce. But my man, if our Cardi B is not my type, she's too loud for me. I get one with emotional low key.
Right.
So brother, you might want to find you a lesser key chick, a chick that'll ride for you, let you do you, and be home for you. But
right.
My man, you know what I say, Hollywood? How you meet them is how you leave them. You know, you met her in the spotlight, she leave you in the spotlight, my man. Tell me you, brother. Hope it was all worth it. Offset. Man. Offset.
Well, you know, oh, Lord. This cat, according to Cardi, he is a repeater cheater. Like, one thing or opinion that I have about it is it's like they get these stars, you understand, or these celebrities, they get together, they see how much money they have together, they're having fun, they're doing things, whatever, they think that they're falling in love, and then they still don't expect for their significant other, you know, to usually, especially somebody who's been, you know, who's in the game like Offset, you know, on tour and, you know, saying has lots of money and, you know, this, that, and the third, they expect them to fall in line with a real married life and commitment when they know in the back of their mind that that's just not the case. You know what I'm saying? With a lot of stars, it's only a matter of time before they're stepping back out to what they, you know, what they're used to doing in the first place. You know what I'm saying? That's on like jackrabbits to make ends meet. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I know she's about to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to see to that. Yeah, bro. That's, I don't know. They might have to sell the Lambo, Chief. Man, all right. Eric Reid slams Roger Goodell and the shady-ass NFL for using Colin Kaepernick's likeness in social justice PR campaign.
I call it propaganda. He's nicer than me. I call it propaganda.
Period. I don't know, man. And they're still, I mean, he's still like the basic West food stamp. proverbial. All right, moving along. Say It Ain't So, cheer star Jerry Harris under FBI investigation accused of soliciting sex for minors. Brother, that's not, especially now, it's not really a surprise, you know, with Hollywood alumni. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, they have this list of Mr. Weinstein's superstar celebrity friends. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like something is coming out of Hollywood every day with either a star or maybe a former star, if I might say that, having a problem with either pedophilia, you know, or just like this, you know, soliciting sex from minors. And I have two children, you know what I'm saying? And I could not imagine, you know, some perv trying to solicit my children. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going to come with that. And yes, I will, you know, I'll do the bid. Think about it later. You know what I mean? That's just, I don't know. It's just, oh my God. It only gets worse. Okay, nice try, Thirsty. Megan the Rumorex. Megan the Rumorexer releases audio annihilating claims that she abused her ex. I'm going to have effects every time, and I'm pretty sure. But who, I don't know. Who would want to abuse? I just don't get it. I wouldn't abuse her. I mean, unless I'm abusing her.
Yeah, all I want to do is tear up them cakes.
That's it. That's the abuse. But I wouldn't. I just couldn't. I wouldn't abuse her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. These cats are stupid. Like, you got a lot of cats out there that, you know, their significant other gets a taste of success and is like, these ashy Negroes just can't handle it. I don't know what's wrong with them, but I know, like me, you know what I'm saying, I'd be like, Stan, man, you know, I'm going to sit back, I'm going to let you do your thing and spend your money.
And you know? I'll work in some of those forehand, backhand pipes, cake slaps that he's doing on videos.
Better believe it. Shit, I'll hold the boom. Dude, I'll hold the mic, you know what I'm saying? I'll do all that. Dude, them credits, I have my name in about 70% of them credits. Waterboy, me. Boom handler, me. Lights, me. Makeup, dressing, wardrobe, me. Yeah, I picked out that ugly. I picked out that ugly outfit. I sure did. It was for me. It wasn't for y'all.
Landscaping, me.
Everything. It wasn't for it. That's strictly for me. You understand? I don't know what y'all even looking at. Y'all got a problem.
Man.
Talking about that for the video. I can care less about. I'm shooting the video. Video gonna be tight. But everything I done, the song, that's all for me. I did that. I picked that out. Me. You know what I'm saying? Make your eyes roll back in your head. All right. It's a wrap again. Ray J files for divorce from Princess Love as for joint custody of two kids. And I kind of figured that was going to happen. You know, they just had too many problems. I think, you know, Princess is, you know, of course she's beautiful, but I think she's that shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? And Ray J has been known to just bring that out of her on several occasions. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. He wants joint custody? Okay. You know, she's vindictive. Oh, what? I was just about to say that. Oh, dude, she's going to be looking, Princess going to be looking for vindication. You know what I'm saying? Like, look what she did on the show. Like, shoot, Princess thugged out. Hell. All right, we just talked about this. NBA's John Wall reminds us his gang sign gang game is still sharp.
And he Twitter, apologized to the next door.
And Twitter had jokes. Twitter had jokes. You know what I'm saying? Shit, start playing the POC. Shit. I'm telling you. And, of course, he's just like a heel. What? All right, man. What really is he apologizing for?
He's not gonna stop.
You know, because, right, it's not gonna stop. I'm just trying to figure out what he was apologizing for. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. Look, you can do what you want. What my point was, when we were talking about it earlier, is there is, especially as a public figure, a sports figure, you know, the response that you get depends on what you put out there. You know what I'm saying? So if you do something that people don't understand and is shocking or taboo or this, that, and the third, and you're putting it out there, you're going to get, you know, being a public sports figure, you're going to get whatever the backlash is from you, or the response, you know, better yet, you know, of what you put out there. So if you put out there something that people perceive as negative, your response or what you get back is going to be negative. People are going to raise eyebrows. It's going to be questions. And there's definitely going to be questions if you're out there. Look. So, yeah, man. Oh, Lord. Pay your bill. Ex-landlord says fraudulent scam artist. Oh, wow. Masika Kalisha squatted and stole appliances out of his Calabasas crib.
Wow.
Now, you know, I don't want to talk too soon, but something tells me that that could be true. Because she was kind of, man, she was a trip. You know, and that squatted thing, yeah, that sounds the part. Just squatted and solely applied. Yeah, get the stove. Don't forget the stove.
Uh-huh.
All right, man, let me see. Okay, we can read that. Politics. NFL puts on social justice song and dance. Colin Kaepernick calls out hypocrisy 3 days. Players unify to support Black Lives Matter. Oh my God. Serious fans have their balls deflated. Okay, I got you. I got you. I don't even know what to say about that one, but hey.
Propaganda.
I mean, it's just an all-day affair. You know, let's stop the politics in play. Everybody knows, we know. You know, as a matter of fact, the people you are trying to reach does not hear you. You know, they just don't. Well, maybe I could be wrong. I don't know. Okay, but of course, you've got to move on. Okay, caught creeping. Ashley Darby says she sneakily sniffed her hubby's undies. Aussie admits he did something he regrets.
She must like somebody that those musty balls. chocolate salty balls. Well, in his case, the vanilla salty balls.
I'm trying to figure out which underwear she was smelling, like the ones with the yellow in the front and brown in the back, or you know, the jockey shorts. Like, why would you want to put yourself through that?
Exactly.
I mean,
ain't that crucial to me?
Oh my God! Like, and even why would you want to even admit something? Like, why would you even want to say anything like this? Yeah, I smell it wrong. Like, what in the hell is wrong with you?
That makes no sense.
Shit, I'm sure her eyebrows are curled up on a regular. Just all the nose hairs just curled up. All right. Knife up. Ari Fletcher touches up her chi-chis. Oh, God. With breast lift, and permanent bra surgery. I know I'm old. I know I'm out the loop. Permanent bra surgery?
What the bloody hell is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's the type of surgery that lifts your boobs until they look like they're in a bra.
Nothing, brother.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, I really felt that sigh you just let out.
That's over my head.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. All right. Man, these the FUR activity. Okay, Feds are watching. TI named in federal investigation of cryptocurrency investment scheme. What? Haven't you gotten enough? Man, stay home. When is the album coming out? It should be coming out sometime soon.
He's trying to run around his mouth too much. He's talking too much. He's doing too much.
Oh, man. That's why I said, man, just stay home. Don't do nothing. Don't do anything. Sit in the basement or whatever, the recording room, and make the music. I'm not telling you not to, but I mean, maybe the trouble just seems to find you. Could be, might not be not. But still, now you're being investigated, which is the last thing you need. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of those parts of the show that I like right here. It's more shenanigans. F-12, Clayton County cop in Metro Atlanta scene, bloodily beating and smothering a black Lyft passenger. Okay? I saw the video. It was completely barbaric. Completely barbaric. Okay? Let me make it clear. This guy was a passenger. Now, I know most people or sheep would say, well, why didn't he just comply? That's not the point. The point is, he's not driving the car. There is no way that the cops could articulate that he did anything wrong. Okay? There was no crime committed. You understand? And they beat the crap out of this guy. Now, to my understanding, one of the officers or the sheriff has been fired. You know, I don't know, really know if that's been
fired.
Okay. And that's been confirmed. And that's what needs. Did you all just see what happened? Where was that? In Compton? Okay, that could become the new epidemic. Because of what? Did you see, I forget where it was, where the white guy refuses to get out of his car? First of all, the officer, it was a sergeant, asked him at least 30 times to get out the car, and the kid would not get out the car. This is BS. This is that. You all are harassing me illegally. This, that, and the third. 30, 40 times, the sergeant asked him to get out of the car. He was going to tase him. Goes around to the other side, finally decides to tase the guy. Guy rips the taser prongs out or whatever. And so the officer runs back around, and he was accompanied by another officer, and they pepper spray the guy. Two shots of warming up the pepper spray, okay? They attempt to get the guy out of the vehicle, and he's screaming and carrying on and help me, this, that, and the third, grabs a hold of the sheriff's gun and starts shooting. Shot and killed them both. Do you see what I'm saying here? Do you see the narrative? For all those people out there who think that there is no difference in the way that whites and blacks are treated by the police, they are crazy. Okay? You can see it with your own eyes. Your eyes are not fooling you. It's happening. See what I'm saying? Like, this is a dangerous game that's being played. Like, they knocked this dude twice unconscious. You know, and don't tell me stop resisting or he shouldn't have resisted or whatever when you have two cops putting their full weight on you. Because the only thing that you're going to think about is getting loose so you can take a breath. Or you can breathe properly. Right. It's your survival instinct kicking in. You understand that fight or flight? Brother, it's just getting ridiculous. It is just getting ridiculous. It's almost like every week we're hearing about somebody, a black brother or sister, getting assaulted, harassed, or something, or killed. There it is. By the police. And at the same time, being defended by the blue line bigot. Stop being criminal. Stop doing this. And what are you talking about? Your self-righteousness is sickening. When you have a white guy running around with a knife, chasing a guy butt booty naked, like he's like a scene out of the Benny Hill show. You understand? Chasing a police officer around with a knife, and he still gets apprehended and brought to prison alive, there's a problem. I mean, let's look at Philando Castile. You know what I'm saying? He did everything right and still got murdered. Had his papers and registration for his gun. Obeying command. You understand? And he was still shot in front of his girlfriend and his child. For nothing. For doing everything right. So it's like, what is the world coming to, and how can you defend the crap that's going on? You cannot.
I say it all the time, Hollywood. You can do everything right and still end up dead.
You understand? But they have...
Yes, sir, no, sir. 12 to 12. 10 to 2, wallet out, and still take a hit.
Still. You understand? At the same time, you know, you have people that can commit murder. You know.
And get Burger King all the way into jail.
Oh, yeah. And basically assault the police and still get brought to jail alive. And for some, they buy food. You know? It's crazy. Some, they give water to and thank them. You know what I'm saying? It's insane. You know, it's like if you kill a black person, you get a pass. Oh, man. We'll find you tomorrow. Go and sleep it off. It's ridiculous. All right. Enough. Enough about that. Okay? Prosecutor Tim Norman believed his nephew Andre stole $200,000 from Ms. Robbie before alleged murder-for-hire plot. Okay. That's fresh. What is he going to do with that $200,000, I wonder?
Bond himself out.
Pretty much.
Pay that bill.
It was all for nothing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do something like that, make sure you just don't get caught.
You said?
Dude. All right. Trump knew 53% of white women's president put on blast with audio proving he knew how deadly COVID-19 was in February. Blood soaks his very little hands. And I heard the audio. It is absolutely pitiful at that. It is disgusting. But what can you expect out of Captain Orange? Agent Orange, or whatever you want to call it. And there are still people that's going to worship this guy.
It's a cult now. It's a cult.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a cult. Like, right. Wrong or wrong, he's right. I don't get it. All right. Let me see. Let me get to some good ones. Okay, here's a decent one. Play is gonna play. Keely Williams sends more shots Naturi Naughton's way as Twitter drags her back to the eighth grade. I have no idea what that is. I mean, what?
That's for 3LW days. No, Tori Dalton's the girl on Power. That was Ghost Woman. Top.
Right, right.
So that's 3LW beef from back in the day.
Oh my God! Yeah, what? Like, I know her from the Notorious Big Moon. She's really pretty. And 3LW. And I remember Keely Williams too. But I'm trying to figure out why are they still having 3LW beef?
2020 is all I can say.
You understand? Like, what's up with that? Whatever you all are beefing about needs to be thrown under the bridge for once and for all. Okay? Like, get it together. It's old. All right. Oh,
just
no,
so we got 5 minutes to go, listeners, before we get to the emails. 5 minutes to the emails. Next.
Oh, bro.
These, I must say, before you get some more story, these emails are better. They're terrible, but they're better than what they have been.
Dude, I saw some of them. And let me tell you, it is textbook FBI email. You know what I'm saying? And that's not relatively a good thing, but it is an entertaining thing. You understand? So, you guys stay tuned, because we're bringing the emails next, and you won't be disappointed. I promise you. Man. So, we got time to do another one?
Yeah, we can do, let's go there and use that Joe Budden one. That's going to be funny.
Let me see. The Joe... Okay. Wait a minute. Which one is that?
It says, who's a happy boy? Leaked court docs claim Joe Budden gives his dog a rub and tug.
Oh,
and Twitter
Lord.
Is utter disgust.
Who's a leaked court docs claim Joe Budden gives his dog a rub? Is he?
And the next one.
The other one down here is like.
Yes, that one too. Let's read that one as well. Same kind of situation.
What in the hell is he doing? Wait a minute. Hide your pet. Here it is. Check this out. Yeah. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. Hide your pet fans flame Joe Budden for allegedly liking to fondle furry dog genitalia to relieve backed up pet peen. What? He responds to mongrel masturbation rumors like this. Watch your mouth, F-boy. What?
What's going on with this cat, man?
Oh, I was reading the wrong thing, but still, like, for real? Like, really? I really hope that's not what you... I mean, you have enough... Oh, dude. You got a successful... Like, one of the most successful hip-hop podcasts pretty much in the business. So, I hope that this is, like, false. Like, this is crazy, dude. Like, really? Really, you're doing the doggy thing? You're doggy styling? Said he like to fondle furry dog genitalia to relieve backed up head pain. Yeah, man, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad, dude. Really? Okay, then here we got the watch your mouth F boy. Trump thinks it's cute. Huh?
Hey, we got time for one more Hollywood. Go down the poo session. Go down to that one.
Oh, dude, right below okay. Kaepernick. Here we go. I was about to read the one about Kamala. We can say that one. Check this out. Possessing receiver. Odell Beckham Jr. allegedly likes being double covered by Pro Bowl colon back on fecal first downs, according to Chief Keith. Business manager Slim Danger, 1,000% committed to being a Cleveland Brown.
He has to get drop some deuces on him, I see.
Oh, what? Really? Man, he's got. Oh. That dude's got an affinity for Brown, huh?
Yes. What can Brown do for you?
Doodoo Brown. Backed up for days.
Scrub the Brown. Scrub the Brown. A new means to want some brownies, I see. Some candy crap in the old. The wrong <That's> way.
Great double food cake.
Man, double chocolate chip the wrong way.
Dude, that is worse. Like, for real? That is the worst. God. Oh, my God. Really?
Yes,
oh.
Really? Really?
I got it.
Folks, that's block one, folks.
Oh, crap.
We got emails coming up next. I promise you, we disappoint FUIs. Hey, send in emails to info@bossingshow.com. info@bossingshow.com. If we get run out of time, we'll read your emails in the next five. If we run out of email time, we'll read. If you send some, I'll go through with them right. We're doing emails. Send them away. info@bossingshow.com for Hollywood to read. Birthday. Folks, block one's over. Up next, emails.
Oh, man.
And if you don't know, now you know. You know.